This is Next Step UT Tyler, the podcast where we sit down with University of Texas at Tyler graduates who were able to turn their education into careers. Each episode, we'll talk about where they found their success and the journeys that took them from students to professional workers. I'm Jude Ratcliffe, and today I'll be speaking with a friend and coworker, Nayeli Carrillo. She graduated from UT Tyler in 2025 with a degree in mass communication, but actually began her career while she was still at school, beginning as a production assistant for KETK. She is now the face of CBS 19 Unidos, a newscast celebrating and telling the story of our Hispanic communities in East Texas. Nayeli, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Jude, for having me.
Of course. Okay, I want to start by looking back on your time at UT Tyler. What were some of the classes that you credit with giving you the most experience and the most technical knowledge that you're now using in the workplace?
So, whenever I first got to UT Tyler, I was a little hesitant because I grew up here in Tyler, and I didn't know if I wanted to stay here, but I knew I made the right decision whenever I started going to my classes and the professors like Anita and Mr. Mogul were giving us so much support. And okay, so for the classes, the one that you asked about, sorry. I really liked the one where we got into the studio and we were supposed to do, we learned all about production. And that really helped me whenever that was whenever I started being a production assistant. I really was able to take what I was learning and put it into what I was doing at work, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, no, it totally makes sense. And then just like other than that, I recall I should probably tell our audience, me and Nayeli were actually in the Patriot Talent together, so we have a little bit of experience working together and doing production stuff. And so can you talk about like what you did while you were working for the Patriot Talent at UT Tyler? Mostly as you did the talent topics, right? The vertical videos that were giving breakdowns of just like news that was happening on campus and even some around the world, right?
Yes. So Talent Topics, I started it. It was just an idea that I had because I knew I wanted to be on camera, but there wasn't as many opportunities to be on camera. And I was like, okay, what can I do to put myself out there for people to recognize me? So I decided to start doing vertical videos that we now call in the industry. But I was just doing TikTok reels and focusing on what the UT Tyler audience might care about, and as well as some national world news that people might want a breakdown of. So I started doing that, and I'm really glad that it's being transformed. Even after I'm gone, other students can take the reins, so to speak, on talent topics.
And I also recall around the time that we had met, you were considering going to it was between UNT and UT Tyler, is that correct?
Yes. So I graduated from Tyler Junior College whenever I was 18. So I had an associate's, and I was very hesitant, like I said earlier, about staying in Tyler only because I wanted to get out. And that it doesn't even matter about like the wherever it was. I just wanted to leave, but I decided to stay. So I toured the facilities and I spoke to the Patriot Talent editor in chief, and he told me, you can make this whatever you want to make it. And I thought that was very interesting because other universities that are more well established, I would say, already have specific roles. But here at UT Tyler, because it's still new, the program is still new, I could do whatever I wanted to better fit what I wanted to be in my career.
And do you think that's had a payoff or any contribution to where you are now?
Yes. So, whenever I applied for the job that I have now, my now boss, she told me that the reason she hired me was because of my talent topic videos. And I thought that was very fulfilling. I was like, oh my gosh, something that I just was an idea in my head got me a job. they hired me to do what I was doing in college to do it now for East Texas. And I really do credit the fact that I stayed, and I credit the Patriot Talon for allowing me to just have an idea and do it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So would you say that UT Tyler, and especially the mass media program, you have a lot of creative freedom in the types of projects that you're wanting to take on?
For sure. Something that I really focused on my last year or my 2 years that I was at UT Tyler was artificial intelligence. And a lot of my projects centered around what was the student's perspective, what was how are people using it in the classroom. That was a lot of the things that I focused on was artificial intelligence, and now I get the chance to actually use it at work. And the fact that it's so pushed, like not pushed, but we use it in our everyday lives now. And the fact that in college, I got the chance to explore more and talk to students and do surveys because I got the freedom to actually choose what my projects were and to choose the things that interested me the most.
And what factors would you say set UT Tyler above other area schools, other media programs even?
Well, I think the question is very, it depends on the person. But for me, of course, it's my hometown, so that's one of the reasons I chose it. But like I said before, it was such a new, it's like a newer program compared to other schools like UNT or the Arizona State University, where they have that really big journalism school. But I think what sets it apart from other schools is that you get to make it what you want.
Yeah, I like that. Can I ask you what advice would you give to current UT Tyler students who are about to jump into this ever-changing news market?
So, because the news industry is changing as we speak, it's changing every day. We both know there's a lot of changes because we don't know where it's heading. We do know that it's going more digital. We know that we're going towards shorter videos. We're going towards vertical videos. And I think an advice that I would give to students right now is to not put yourself in a box where I only like doing this one thing. You have to be very, what's the word?
Adaptable.
Adaptable. That's it.
And what are some ways that you've had to adapt to this changing field that you've been in for 4 years now?
Let's see. How old am I? So I'm 20 right now. I started working at KTK whenever I was 18, but I've had experience in writing for the Tyler Junior College drumbeat whenever I was 16. So yes, 4 years. But I think one of the things that I've had to adapt with has been deadlines. Oh my gosh, that really surprised me whenever I first got into actually this is my career, whenever I was 18 and I started working for KETK, and having to write articles over there was the deadline is now. The deadline was 5 minutes ago compared to being in class and the deadline is in a week and you have time and you have more, you know. That was something that I had to adapt with as a student. I don't think that like students realize that you don't have as much time to really, I don't know how to say that. Like, there's just not enough time. Deadlines, that's one of the things that I had to adapt to. And definitely AI, the way that it's changing the way we work. Can you repeat your question?
No, that answers it perfectly. Like I just like wondering how you've been adapting to, and I guess I'm also asking just from a perspective of someone who's watched you kind of go through this field and rise from a PA to a news anchor. you've always handled it with grace and been able to have an idea and just make it come true, just like advancing forward no matter what. So thank you for answering that question. Is there anything else you want to add to this podcast before I sign us out?
I think that something that is important for students is to dip your toes in the water. You know, there's a lot of different roles in the industry, and I think it's very important that before you graduate that you get a sense of what you're going into. So you're not signed up for just one thing. For example, I wasn't just a PA. I became something else because I knew I wanted more. But I think it's very important that students get the chance to be in the newsroom or get to be in the booth or anything else that they might want to do, but just do it before so you have an idea.
All right, Nayeli, thank you again for joining me and sharing your story from going to a UT Tyler graduate, and a student worker, a PA, to your current role as a news anchor. It's been so great hearing about how you've grown throughout the years and you continue to adapt to this news market, as crazy as it can be sometimes, and being able to provide that perspective of you having roots here in East Texas and then being able to tell these stories that are happening here in East Texas. And thank you everyone who is watching or everyone who's tuned in to Next Step UT Tyler. This is the finale to our series. So thank you so much for joining me.